Next month, the world's 20 leading economies will aim to sign off on a deal to set a minimum global corporate tax rate of 15%. Ireland, which has a corporate tax rate of 12.5%, is one of a small number of countries which so far has not signed up to the plan. Today, the European Commissioner for the Economy is in Dublin for meetings with the government about the EU's COVID recovery fund, about customs, and also about tax, which is expected to be high on the agenda. The EU's Economy Commissioner, Paolo Gentiloni, is with me now in studio. Good morning, Commissioner, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, thank you.
Are you here to put pressure on Ireland to sign up to the new 15% corporate tax rate?
No, I'm not here to put pressure on anybody. We have a dialogue. I appreciate the fact that Ireland is in the process, despite the fact that they are not, until now, signing what has been agreed by 134 countries. But the Irish authorities are in the process. They are discussing. They opened a public consultation. I think this is a good message of transparency. And of course, I know how challenging the issue is for Ireland. And so I will respectfully discuss with my colleague Pascal Donoghue and the other authorities. But this is not to put pressure, but to stress the importance of this global discussion and potential global agreement.
Are you optimistic that Ireland will sign up to this deal eventually?
This is up to the Irish authorities to decide. I'm confident that we have a chance to find a shared way. Of course, we are still discussing several details, also at the global level, of this agreement. But what is clear and what changed the game is how much this is important for the new US administration. Honestly, until 1 year ago, it would have been very difficult to imagine the global agreement possible. Now, after the crisis, after big crisis, you frequently discuss global rules. This is normal. And with the new U.S. administration, we are near something that will bring stability and fairness to the system.
But do you accept that it would be potentially very damaging for Ireland to increase corporate tax rates? The industry group representing the main accountancy bodies here in Ireland last week said that Ireland stands to lose 100,000 high-value foreign direct investment jobs if the country loses control of that tax rate.
Well, I'm not discussing how this the level of the importance. For sure, it is important for Ireland. But at the same time, I'm convinced of the fact that attractiveness of this Irish economy, the potentiality to attract foreign investment, is not based on a small difference on corporate minimal tax rate. This is part of the picture, but the picture has several other factors of competitiveness. Just think to the very good business environment, education of the labor force, English speaking.
Sure, but does the Commission accept, though, that setting tax rates should be up to individual governments, that is a core EU principle, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. So by supporting a global minimum rate, hasn't the Commission then compromised that principle of tax sovereignty?
No, of course, this is the EU Commission point and position. And frequently it happens that some member states can have different opinion than the one the Commission is having. But having said this, I repeat, I'm confident. I've seen in these weeks the efforts and the effectiveness of these efforts of what Minister Donoghue has been saying to represent the Irish point of view in this discussion, but without leaving the process, the discussion. So I think we can find a shared way.
One of the other concerns that Ireland has is that the Commission, if 15% is accepted, and that is a minimum of 15%, that the Commission would then push that rate higher. Can you give any assurances that that would not happen?
I think the Commission will adapt the global decision to the EU legislation, but keep the global decision as they will be taken.
What are the implications for Ireland of not signing up to this deal next month?
Well, I don't want to speculate on scenarios that I think we can avoid, because of course it is in the interest of the global community, of the European Union, of the United States, to reach this agreement. But at the end of the day, I think it's also in the interest of the Irish economy. Of course, this is my point of view, but to have a stable, predictable and fair global system without any loss of the possibility of competition on tax regimes, because the competition will remain. And large differences will remain between different jurisdictions on tax rates. This is in the interest of each and everyone.
Would it be reputationally damaging for Ireland if we don't sign up as a country?
Well, I think countries have their own right to take their own decision, and this is not a matter of reputation.
When would you like that decision to be taken? Because, I mean, the government seems to feel that it is in Ireland's interests to wait before signing up in case the deal falls apart in the US Congress.
Well, to be very open, I think that the deal, the global deal, will be there if the American decision will be in favor. It's unbelievable to think that, yes, the American are not supporting the deal, but we are going on with the deal in any case. So I don't see this as a problem. You can have a problem of timing. What is now in the OECD, which is the international organization leading this negotiation, they are trying to reach this agreement for the G20 meeting of next month. But I repeat, the possibility of the deal was there because of the decision of the US administration. And without the US support, the deal will not be there.
I want to ask you about the economic recovery from COVID, because Ireland is one of a number of EU governments that have racked up considerable borrowing during the COVID crisis. How quickly would you like to see that debt being paid back?
Well, this is a big, very big issue. And I count on the cooperation between the Commission and the finance ministers. You know that the Irish finance minister is chairing the Eurogroup, the Euro Area Finance Ministers Group. The cooperation is needed in this transition period because we should not repeat mistakes that we made in the previous crisis. We were declaring victory too soon, and we had a second recession. We can't have a second recession. So we need to have gradually a more targeted and selective support to the economy, and this should be coordinated at EU level without huge differences country by country. So, of course, the level of debt should be reduced in the coming years, especially in countries with very high level of debt. but this should be made gradually and without tightening our economies too soon and in a too strict way, because this is dangerous. We experienced this 10 years ago. We will not repeat this mistake.
You've put in place a fund of 800 billion euros. Ireland will get just 1 billion euro out of that, and that's because our GDP figure is inflated because of the presence of multinationals in this country. Could we have done better out of that fund?
Well, I think you are right that only 1 billion is the fund for Ireland, but with interesting and ambitious goals, especially connected to the digitization, the green transition. And I think that we will have investments contributing and reforms contributing in this direction. It's a first. And as always, when you have an exceptional, extraordinary, unprecedented decision, which is addressing especially countries that were in difficulty in the eastern part and southern part of the Union, you have something that you need to put in practice, to implement. If this works, I think we will have the possibility to use this kind of methods also in the future. But this is not a discussion for today. Now we will work to implement it. And I'm happy to meet tomorrow several stakeholders of the Irish economy that are involved in these new investments.
Commissioner, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. That's EU Economy Commissioner Paolo Gentiloni. Thank you for talking to us.